This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And now, America's number one show on pop culture and politics. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth, a great day for us when I am able to welcome back to this show Nicholas Kristof, who is one of the most influential, respected, Pulitzer Prize-winning columnists in the United States. He's been a columnist for years for the New York Times. He was a former Beijing bureau chief. He and his wife were the first couple to actually win a joint Pulitzer Prize for their columns about China. And then later he won another Pulitzer for columns about mass atrocities in Darfur. And Nick has just been writing wonderful, moving, insightful, persuasive pieces about his recent tour through Eastern Europe. And, Nick, I was hoping you could address right away something that was of great concern to me, which is that yesterday we reported on this meeting of the Turning Point USA organization that had a national conference in Orlando. President Trump spoke there. And they did a straw poll of this national conference, 6,000 participants, and 96% of those participants said the United States should not be providing aid to Ukraine. What would you point out to people if they came along with you touring Eastern Europe, Ukraine, and the surrounding countries? How would you call to people who take that position that this is none of America's business, this is not our concern? How would you change their minds if you took them with you?
So I would argue that there's a misperception that this is fundamentally about values and not also about interests. It is about values, but, you know, it's not, there's this misperception that somehow we're doing Ukraine a great favor by sending them arms and sending them equipment. And I would argue that it's the reverse, that Ukrainians are doing us a favor by, you know, degrading the army of our great competitor. I mean, there's a reason why we had U.S. troops in Estonia, Latvia, in Eastern Europe, and that was to stop the risk of a Russian invasion of NATO countries. And that was a real risk. Right now, it's not a risk for the time being, precisely because Ukrainians are dying at the hand, they're losing their lives at the hands of Russia. And so the Ukrainians are doing us a favor. You know, more broadly, I think the nightmare I have over the next 10 years or so is of a war between the U.S. and China that starts with Taiwan. How do we reduce that risk? Well, it's partly about supporting Taiwan, but it's also partly about sending a message to Xi Jinping that nations that invade their neighbors get hurt and they don't win. And that is what Ukraine is helping us, you know, with our arms is helping show.
Well, one of the points that you make in your columns, and it's a point that people need to take to heart, is how surprising it is, given the way we were looking at things just a couple of years ago, that NATO is so much stronger than it was, and that these countries of Eastern Europe, particularly the Baltics, Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, are just doing splendidly. What's the secret for the success, and including the nation of Poland, the secret for success for some of these Eastern European liberated states that were once what we called captive nations?
Yeah, I mean, it is just fascinating. You know, I remember my trips to the East Bloc during the communist period, and you would just travel around, and you didn't need yeah, you didn't need color film from northern Poland to Bulgaria, because everything was so drab and gray and dismal and just sad. And then after those countries that, you know, turned decisively to the West, like Poland or like Estonia, Latvia, Lithuania, they prospered economically. They developed in, they obviously developed democracies, but they're just, I mean, they're just so charming to go to. When I was in Estonia on this trip, I was sharing a sidewalk with a robot that was delivering takeout from a restaurant. And, you know, you contrast that with what's going on in Russia or in Russian-occupied Ukraine or in the Russian-occupied Moldova or Belarus. And it's, I mean, of course everybody in that, you know, in that block wants desperately to join the EU and join NATO and look west. Putin has just marginalized Russia and antagonized everybody in the region.
And where do you think this goes? Because one of the things that you say is that Putin, and I wrote about this for the Wall Street Journal, actually, that Putin is obsessed with his idolization of Peter the Great. You say that he is going to come out of this thing not as Vladimir the Great, but as Vladimir the Lilliputian, which I'm sure is a reference he wouldn't appreciate. But what's the long-term impact of Putin's misrule?
So I think that, I mean, I think Russia was already on a downward trajectory economically and demographically, but I think he has greatly magnified that downward push. I was really struck, Michael, in the Baltics, that they've had large Russian-speaking minorities who, you know, who have had kind of mixed feelings about where their national identity is. Are they Russian? Are they Latvian? And Putin, with his oppression at home, with his invasion of Ukraine, he turned those Russian speakers into Estonians, into Latvians, into Lithuanians. Even in, you know, in Ukraine, I spoke to a couple who used to speak to each other in Russian, which was their native language, and now they're trying to talk to each other in a little bit rusty Ukrainian. So I think that he has badly hurt his own country, marginalized his ability to project soft power. I guess what I worry, though, about is that the West will just get impatient and tire of providing support for Ukraine, and that we will bail out Putin and rescue him from himself, and that the, you know, push Ukraine for some kind of a deal where Ukraine gives up Crimea and part of eastern Ukraine. And I think that would be a tragedy in Eastern Europe. I think it would be send exactly the wrong message to Xi Jinping.
And in terms of rallying American opinion, getting some of the stories out there, the columns you've written, particularly one called Here's What the Experts Say About Managing Putin. And what the experts are who you spoke to are heads of state in places like Latvia and Estonia. And it's very, very important that Americans pay some attention. Nick Kristof, I hope we will have the chance to speak again, and I hope under happier circumstances with further progress in what truly is a war of right and wrong and good and evil about as clearly as anything we've had since World War II. Nicholas Kristof of the New York Times, we'll be right back with more about our ongoing political wars here at home and some of the a little bit over-the-top reaction to the announcement that President Trump is about to be hit with a bunch of new indictments, apparently in Washington, D.C. We will get to that and more coming up on the MedVet Show.
Are you feeling tired? Is your stomach upset and you can't eat the foods you like? Balance 7 will change that and bring back your energy. Click on the Balance 7 banner at michaelmedved.com. Use the code MEDVET and get $15 off your order, free shipping, money back guarantee.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVet Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Are you feeling old or tired? This is your immune system telling you your body has too much acid. Is your stomach upset? Acid indigestion? You can't eat the foods you really like? Well, Balance 7 will change all of that by diluting the acid buildup in your body. Go to our website, michaelmedved.com, and click on the banner for Balance 7. Use the code MEDVED and get $15 off your order. Call 800-793-9039. Free shipping plus a free bottle of My Smooth Skin and a money-back guarantee.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
And on the Michael Medved show, Nikki Haley is one of those candidates for President of the United States who always has seemed to have a lot going for her. She's a fine communicator. She is somebody who represents the mainstream of the Republican Party, and yet she has never even been touched with, quote, never Trumpism. She's always had a good relationship with the President of the United States, who appointed her to be the ambassador to the UN. But at this point in the campaign, she is beginning to sound a little bit frustrated with the fact that all of the talk of the president's three indictments so far, the hush money for porn stars indictments in New York City, the mishandling of classified documents, indictments in Florida. Then, by the way, there's the interruption of the charges of sexual assault and defamation, which Trump lost. That already went to trial. And Trump lost to E. Jean Carroll. And now there is the January 6th committee. And a lot of people have forgotten there was that January 6th committee that actually provided a bunch of evidence to Jack Smith, the prosecutor, on this, and did a reference of four different violations of the law that the committee determined had been committed by President Trump and that were worthy of criminal attention. So here is the comment of Governor Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former U.N. ambassador, on Trump's second Jack Smith target letter and the apparently forthcoming indictments. Listen.
It's going to keep on going. I mean, the rest of this primary election is going to be, in reference to Trump, is going to be about lawsuits. It's going to be about legal fees. It's going to be about judges. And it's just going to continue to be a further and further distraction. And that's why I am running, is because we need a new generational leader. We can't keep dealing with this drama. We can't keep dealing with the negativity. We can't keep dealing with all of this. We've got China that's literally trying to be at war with us. You've got Iran building a bomb. You've got North Korea detaining a soldier and testing ballistic missiles. We need to focus on the debt and the lack of transparency in schools and crime and the craziness on the border. We can't be sitting there focused on lawsuits over and over again. And so, you know, when it comes to the debate, what I'll say is, you know, we can't complain about Biden not debating RFK if Trump is not going to get on the debate stage and stand next to us. I have never known him to be scared of anything. I certainly don't expect him to be scared of the debate stage, and so I think he'll have to get on there and he'll have to talk about these lawsuits.
Again, I think that what she's saying is effective, and it speaks for one of the reasons that even people who are enthusiastic about President Trump and are planning to vote for him a second time, or sometimes for some people it's a third time, that even for those people, this idea of focused on classified documents at Mar-a-Lago and focused on how much was paid at whose instruction by whom and whose money to porn stars for keeping silent about an affair. And much more serious, did President Trump have reason to expect that he was going to actually be interfering with a government process, a due and legal and authorized government process, which is certifying an election, which is provided for in the U.S. Constitution, and it's provided for very clearly. Now, it's against the law, and it's one of the charges that the January 6th committee brought against President Trump. If you are trying to interfere with an appropriate legal process of the government. By the way, there is this. This is breaking news on NBC. The Michigan Attorney General, Dana Nessel, who is a liberal Democrat, announced today she has filed charges against 16 people who signed paperwork falsely claiming that President Donald Trump had won the 2020 election as part of a scheme to overturn the results. U.S. presidents are technically voted in by slates of electors from each state who cast their votes for the candidates selected by their state's popular vote. In December 2020, as Trump tried to overturn the results of the election, his allies readied alternative slates of electors in several states. These appear to be the first charges filed against fake electors. The announcement came the same day Trump said he has been notified that he is the target of an investigation by a Washington-based grand jury examining the January 6th riot and efforts to overturn the 2020 elections. The 16 people being charged in Michigan allegedly met in the basement of the state's Republican Party headquarters, and they signed multiple certificates claiming they were the duly elected and qualified electors for President and Vice President of the United States of America for the state of Michigan. That was a lie, Attorney General Nessel said in recorded remarks. They weren't the duly elected and qualified electors, and each of the defendants knew it, she continued. One count of conspiracy to commit forgery, that's a 14-year felony. Two counts of forgery, a 14-year felony. One count of conspiracy to commit uttering and publishing, a 14-year felony, and it goes on. The point about this is that Michigan was close, but it wasn't that close. It was very close when President Trump won Michigan in 2016, and you can look it up. President Trump won by less than 10,000 votes. It was the closest of all the major states was Michigan. But this time, it was, I believe the total was about 140,000 vote margin. So if people were filing themselves, declaring themselves as electors, well, you can't do that. President Trump himself is not one of the people being charged by the Attorney General of Michigan. In a podcast, Matt Gaetz, Republican congressman from Florida, announced he's introducing a brand new bill to defund Special Counsel Jack Smith's investigation into Donald Trump. Listen, clip 13.
In the coming hours, the coming days, I will be introducing legislation under my name in the House of Representatives as a freestanding bill to defund the Jack Smith investigation. And one reason why is the election interference feature. Another reason why, the lack of transparency. I have sent correspondence to the Attorney General. I just want to know who's on the Jack Smith team.
Okay, the idea that he is going to get the Congress of the United States to defund an ongoing investigation, even though that investigation is extremely controversial. We'll be getting Marjorie Taylor Greene's reaction to the most recent developments. That and much more coming up right here on the Michael Medved Show.
Your whole program is full of hate.
Your daily dose of
hate.
I understand
because
that.
Because you spew hate all afternoon.
It's the Michael Medved Show.
You ought to be ashamed of yourself.
1-800-955-1776. The Michael Medved Show.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Thank you.
USA News update. Donald Trump could be looking at his second federal indictment. The former president revealed he received a letter telling him he's a target in the special counsel investigation into the 2021 Capitol riot. The target letter suggests Trump may soon face an indictment for his actions leading up to the riot. Ron DeSantis says he will stop the invasion at the border and combat communist China if he's elected president.
Our enemies are whetting their appetite. You know why? Because they're seeing America take its eye off the ball.
During a speech in South Carolina highlighting policy proposals, DeSantis added he would reject Bidenomics and ensure a better future for our children. A heat dome has currently expanded across the southern U.S., pushing temperatures into the triple digits and straining some power grids. In California, officials are urging residents to conserve of air conditioning usage, and Las Vegas is reporting a sharp rise in AC service calls. John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me. Just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Michael Medved Show, Mike Pence joining us next hour, and we very much look forward to speaking with him. He continues to be in the top four among the Republican candidates for president, and given the fact that there are a dozen candidates for president, and many of them, there are about eight so far, who have drawn enough support in the early polling that is going to determine who is actually going to be eligible to get up there and be on that debate stage on August 23rd, there are eight of these men and women who have already qualified for that, at least as things are going so far. Chris Christie is one of those candidates, and I believe that Tim Scott is the other, who have already gotten enough donations that have come in so they are qualified to be there on the debate stage. I'm sure that Mike Pence will be on that debate stage as well. We will be speaking with him. Marjorie Taylor Greene, we honored this new song hailing her as MTG MAGA's MVP, that she's the most valuable player on the MAGA team. She's sitting in a throne during the music video, but the music wasn't playing in the background when she gave her outspoken reaction to the latest indication that there will be more indictments of President Trump regarding his behavior on January 6th, and before January 6th, for that matter. Here's Marjorie Taylor Greene.
Do you have a reaction to that?
Yeah, it's absolutely. Yeah, that's my reaction. This is the only way that the Democrats have to beat President Trump, is to arrest him, smear him, charge him with ridiculous charges, all in a cover-up of Joe Biden's crimes, Hunter Biden's crimes. It's unbelievable. It's hard to even recognize that this is our country. The American people are going to be furious. And what Jack Smith is doing is the weaponized government. And he's weaponizing the Department of Justice against President Trump in a complete lie about President Trump and January 6th. And it's outrageous. I can't believe our country has to endure this. And I'll be standing with President Trump the entire way.
Okay. The fascinating thing here is, do people agree, at least, that those folks, people like the Proud Boys and people like the Oath Keepers, and people who actually brought weapons to Washington, D.C., who solicited people to come to Washington, D.C., and who indicated that they were preparing for violence. Do you believe that those people have some accountability for what happened? Or was this just a completely spontaneous event? Nobody could have predicted it. People who are close to me know this. I was watching the speeches, Rudy Giuliani's speech and the speech by John Eastman, the legal scholar, and the long speech over an hour by President Trump. This is on the morning of January 6th. My immediate reaction is there's going to be a riot. Because you've got thousands and thousands of people. They were told to come to Washington. They were said, it's going to be wild. We're going to have a great time. What do you expect will happen? And meanwhile, there is real talk about the disgust with the two parties. The Democrats hate the Republicans. Republicans hate the Democrats. So what about that centrist alternative? Last night was the big meeting with former governor of Utah, John Huntsman, current senator facing re-election, Joe Manchin III of West Virginia, former Senator Joe Lieberman, who's the national head right now of No Labels. They met in New Hampshire at St. Anselm College. And the New York Times reports that No Labels' possible third-party challenge for the presidency next year has drawn fire from liberals, centrists, and even some members of Congress who support the group's principles but fear that their efforts, based on the high-minded ideals of national unity, could greatly damage President Biden's reelection campaign and hand the White House back to Donald J. Trump. But at an event last night, the group formally released what it calls a common sense proposal for a centrist White House in hopes of shifting the conversation from the politics of its potential presidential bid to the actual policies that it believes can unite the country and temper the partisanship of the major party nominees. If the ideas do not take political flight, or if one or both of the parties adopt many of the proposals, the group's leaders say no challenge will be necessary. Skeptics will say that the 67-page, 30-point document on the common sense politics of problem solving, it was written by No Labels chief strategist Ryan Clancy, is too heavy on identifying problems and too light on concrete solutions. It's typical for politics, right? But within the manifesto are surprisingly substantive policy proposals, many of which will anger conservative Republicans and progressive Democrats alike, but could please the less activist center. A Monday's event at St. Anselm's College at Manchester, New Hampshire, will be a significant step for the group. They say they have $70 million to pay for getting the No Labels ticket on the air, and not on the air, but on the ballot. And then they are planning sometime this fall, this is a year before the election, to hold some kind of formal convention where if they decide they will run a ticket. And they say if they hear the kind of solutions, the kind of common sense solutions that they want to hear, they won't run a ticket. That they treat this ticket as an insurance policy. And the former governor of Maryland, Larry Hogan, seemed to make at least some indications surrounding this meeting in New Hampshire that he might be considering joining up with No Labels, in which case he would be probably a candidate for president or vice president. John Huntsman, again, as I said, the former governor of Utah, Republican, was there. He was also ambassador to Moscow for Barack Obama, which showed his ability to work with the other party, at least his admirers say so. Most Democrats will find the document's glancing reference to climate change unsatisfying, especially since it couples support for domestic renewable energy industry with an adamant opposition to restrictions on domestic fossil fuel production. In other words, it is much more conservative in that regard than the Democrats are putting forward. The policy proposals call out Mr. Trump and Mr. Biden by name for pledging not to cut Social Security benefits, as it warns that the public pension system is nearing insolvency. Its solution to the thorny question is more a guideline. No one at or near retirement should face a benefit cut, nor should middle class or lower income Americans, they say. Meanwhile, the fascinating thing about this is that a lot of people are bringing up that third parties almost never win. They almost never win for, and it would not almost. When it comes to the presidency, they never win. Lincoln, when he ran as the Republican candidate, that wasn't the third party. They already controlled the House of Representatives. They had already elected a speaker, the Republicans. They had run a Republican candidate who almost won in 1856. So when Lincoln won the Republican nomination and won in 1860, he was the second party, the opposition party. The Whigs had disbanded. They didn't even put up a candidate. And the difficulty is winning electoral votes. Ross Perot got 19% of the popular vote and zero electoral votes. They're not going to do better than that at No Labels. Could it distort the election? We'll see. Coming up on the MedVet Show.
I had pain in my hands that kept me from work and doing projects around the home. I heard about Relief Factor on the radio and began taking it, and it left me with pain-free hands again. I was able to do the things around the house that I enjoy doing. I'm so glad I found Relief Factor.
This is a dietary supplement. It is totally natural. I wouldn't be without it. I take it every day. It's gotten me through the hard days of winter and pandemic and more, and helps you feel better, whether it's aches and pains or Relief Factor can help. It's made from natural products, including turmeric and fish oil, that is all blended together in a proprietary blend that actually works for people around the world. It's a great product. You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. Go to michaelmedved.com and just click on the banner for Relief Factor. Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
Attention, your money is now controlled by the U.S. government.
Picture a world where your every purchase is monitored, tracked, and controlled by those in power to suppress the freedoms of those they see fit. Hi, my name is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and New York Times bestselling author. And right now, I've become very focused on the impending rollout of the central bank digital currency. This is not a work of fiction. It's a terrifying reality looming on the horizon. But there is a bit of good news. I've partnered with Advantage Gold to offer you a solution. They are specialists in converting your traditional assets, like those inside an IRA or 401k, into tangible assets such as physical gold and silver. Don't allow your money to be controlled. Claim your free gold protection kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000, 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor.
Call 800-900-8000.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project, so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
And on the Michael Medved Show, there is an announcement today. It's a disturbing announcement. I don't know how this is going to work out. The Secretary of Defense, General Lloyd Austin, talks about a service member who apparently, without authorization, crossed over the demilitarized zone in Korea. In other words, he walked from South Korea and where he was assigned. He's American military. He walked over to North Korea, where he is now being held by the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, the DPRK. That's Kim Jong-un's evil empire. This is Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin talking about this disturbing development. Listen, clip 17.
Yeah, what I can confirm, and I would say up front that we're very early in this event, and so there's a lot that we're still trying to learn. But what we do know is that one of our service members who was on a tour willfully and without authorization crossed the military demarcation line. We believe that he is in DPRK custody. And so we're closely monitoring and investigating the situation and working to notify the soldiers next of kin and engaging to address this incident. In terms of my concerns, I'm absolutely foremost concerned about the welfare of our troop. And so we will remain focused on this. And again, this will develop in the next several days and hours, and we'll keep you posted. So.
And, look, it is a reminder that, with all of the progress in the world, and really there has been tremendous progress in the world with more and more countries that were once nightmarish, autocracies and totalitarian states, that we still have places like North Korea. We're simply crossing into their territory. Make it extraordinarily difficult to get this young man. I assume that it's a young man. He hasn't specifically been identified yet, to the best of my knowledge. But otherwise, you end up like this reporter for the Wall Street Journal, Gershkowitz, who's being held for nothing by Russia. And what are we supposed to do exactly to get him back? But let us hope that he will come back. There was also this, that Brian Kemp, who is one of two governors who they continue to talk about as jumping into the presidential race. Brian Kemp almost surely will not. The other governor, of course, is Glenn Youngkin of Virginia. Brian Kemp was just reelected in a landslide in Georgia, even though he didn't have the support of President Trump, because President Trump feels that Brian Kemp, governor of Georgia, undermined President Trump's desire to overturn the election in the Peach State. But he was speaking, Brian Kemp, to CNN's Caitlin Collins about what he would do if Trump, who has said some really terrible things about Governor Kemp, if Trump ends up as the nominee of the Republican Party. Listen to clip one.
I'm almost certainly be supporting a Republican nominee to beat Joe Biden.
But even, I mean, Trump pressured you to overturn the election. He wanted you to call a special session. He said he was ashamed that he had endorsed you because you didn't do. You said you couldn't do what he wanted you to do there. I mean, he called you hapless. Even despite all of that, you would still work to get him elected if he's a nominee.
He was mad at me. I was not mad at him. I told him exactly what I could and couldn't do when it came to the election, and I followed the law and the Constitution. And as I've said before, that's a lot bigger than Donald Trump. It's a lot bigger than me. It's a lot bigger than the Republican Party. And that's what I'm going to continue to do as the governor. And that's what I did in 2020. But despite all of those things, I believe anybody running for president right now is a Republican that would be better than what we're seeing with the Biden-Harris administration.
And then he adds this about why it's important to move forward from 2020 results to 2024 results, which all Republicans hope will be more beneficial to our party. This is Governor Kemp again, clip two.
The 2020 election being stolen. But the Republican frontrunner is still saying that. He still talks about it all the time.
I think if he continues to do that, he's going to lose Georgia in November. I mean, people are not worried about the past, regardless of how you feel about the election. You know, if you're a Republican and you feel like, you know, if you're a moderate Republican, or, you know, if you're a center-left independent, or center-right independent, they are not worried about the 2020 election right now. And if you feel like the election was stolen, and I know there's people that are out there that do, there's others that, you know, don't, but it doesn't really matter.
Okay. Again, it doesn't matter because there's nothing that you can do about it. And Biden has now used up more than half his term. And there are several interesting pieces, one of them that's very substantive, about Biden's relationship to Jimmy Carter. And the fascinating thing about these pieces that compare Biden to Carter, there's one by Kimberly Strassel in the Wall Street Journal, and one by Andrew Romano in Yahoo News. And Andrew Romano points out that at this point in his term, about 910 days in, Joe Biden is the second most unpopular president in modern U.S. history. As of July 18th, Biden's average job approval rating, according to the poll aggregators at 538, is a paltry 39%. His average disapproval rating is 55%. That means his net approval rating is negative 16.3. which is well underwater, as pollsters say. The only president who was worse off than Joe Biden at this point in his term was Jimmy Carter. And Jimmy Carter, remember, lost 45 states in a crushing landslide against President Reagan. Carter wasn't just negative by 16% minus. He was negative by 28.6%. But the U.S. was in much, much worse shape in 1979. They write here in Yahoo, the year before Carter lost re-election to Ronald Reagan, than it is into 2023. Inflation had skyrocketed to 13% year over year. Unemployment was stubbornly stuck at about 6%. And the price of oil was in the process of doubling. Global shortages were so bad that Americans took to waiting in long lines and occasionally punching each other at their local gas stations. In contrast, they point out, a gallon of gas today costs roughly 30% less than it did 12 months ago. At 3.6%, unemployment is on a par with 50-year lows. So why is Biden so unpopular and comparable to Carter? And Kimberly Strassel indicates that to get an answer to that, you have to look at the long-time relationship between Jimmy Carter and Joe Biden. Joe Biden was the first U.S. senator, the first important Democratic leader, to endorse Jimmy Carter for president. When Jimmy Carter ran for president, the first U.S. senator to endorse him was Delaware's Joe Biden. Mr. Carter later wrote in his White House diary that the first-term Democrat had been his most effective supporter during the 1976 campaign. In 2021, Mr. Biden was the first president since Mr. Carter left office 40 years ago to visit him in Plains, Georgia. Those guys love each other, a former Biden aide told Maureen Dowd of the New York Times. They also resemble each other. Mr. Carter's presidency was mired in inflation, an energy crisis, foreign policy failures, and public unpopularity. So is Mr. Biden's. And what happens here? Does this get turned around by a third-party candidate? There's actually commentary by James Carville talking about Cornel West, who he believes is a threat to the constitutional order. We will get to that and more. We will also be speaking next hour to former Vice President Mike Pence, who is currently one of the front runners, one of the four, for the Republican nomination for president in 2024. Where is he different from his rivals, particularly his former boss, Donald J. Trump, in This Greatest Nation on God's Green Earth?
For the getaway of your dreams, come to Hawaii's Playground, Ka'anapali Beach Resort, on the fun side of Maui, where the world comes to play. Find your spot on Ka'anapali Beach with 3 miles of white sand, 12 resort properties, 2 golf courses, and 2 shopping centers. Enjoy the playground of Hawaii's ancient royalty. Ka'anapali Beach Resort is Hawaii's original master plan destination resort and home of the Hawaii Food and Wine Festival. With views of 2 neighboring islands, you can breathe in the land's natural beauty from your favorite resort or golf fairway. Come experience Ka'anapali's own special brand of Hawaiian hospitality with world-class dining, relaxing resorts, water sports, and activities of every kind. For romantic, family, and great friend getaways, discover the options of Ka'anapali Beach Resort, where the world comes to play. Plan your getaway today. Visit KaanapaliResort.com. That's KaanapaliResort.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.